Joining us on the reverse stick is Mr. Mark Moss. Now, Mark's a coach, but he's not only a coach, he's also a Masters hockey player, and he's been selected for the England over 35s for the upcoming World Cup in Tarasa. We'll be talking lots about that coming up. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, Mark, Masters hockey, is this a new thing for you?
Yeah, very much so. Last year was the first time that England put in an over 35s into the home nations, and that was just a trial and see if it was worth running, and it was really popular, so that's why we're heading out to the World Cup this year.
So the over 35s team, what's the makeup of the players that you've got there? I mean, some blokes are still playing A grade hockey. Is that what's happening with the group? Are these all players that are regular players in the first grade at their clubs?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think we've got some guys that are, you're right, playing in our Premier League. We've got some National League players and then some regional Premier League players. But pretty much most of the guys are still active in one way or another playing a decent level of hockey.
And do they all have international honours previously at normal senior grades?
No, there's some that have played some junior international. There's a couple of that have played senior international hockey, but nobody really that's played in there for a while.
So what about you? What's your hockey history, and how does it take you to being part of that over 35s England team at the World Cup?
Well, I started off in a lovely little club, same as you, mate, at Evesham Hockey Club, my local club, and then I went to a bigger club in Stourport, which were National League at the time, Premier League indoor and just National League outdoor, and I played there for about. We were in National League for about 10 years before I kind of really started getting into coaching. And I thought my playing career gone, really. I thought I was just going to play, and unfortunately Stourport went down a level or two, but I could still manage to play when I was available in the first team. Last year kind of completely changed my playing career again when I saw the trial come up, because my aim was always to get in the over 40s. I thought I'll get fit for that, but then when the over 35s came up, it's completely changed my fitness levels, my perception of playing again. Rejuvenated me really, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you playing regularly?
So no, last year I played about 3 or 4 games last year, and I've probably done more in the last 3 months with the England stuff than I've done probably in the last 2 years.
So you got in on the back of 3 games, Mark.
Yeah, I've got enough three games. What I kind of hope is that because I've coached and I've got some knowledge of the game, that kind of is made me a better player, actually, I think.
I think I'm playing better now than
I probably was when I was playing National League, because my understanding and so I think I'm more effective as a player now.
So you said the past 3 or 4 months with the England group. Take us through the application, the selection process, and how the squad's selected, and what's happening in your get-togethers.
Yeah, so basically, I think it was just before Christmas we had an open trial, so it was advertised on the England hockey website, and people could turn up and trial, and we had, I think it was one just before Christmas where we had a trial, and then people were asked back for a second trial, which was at Stourport, my local club, so it meant they didn't have to need travelling, which was great. The morning session, so every session pretty much that we do is a training session in the morning for 2 hours and then a game play in the afternoon for 2 hours. The session at Stourport, unbelievably, was snowed off in the morning, and we were shifting snow off the pitch using goals. my wife runs that, I'm not sure she's aware, but we were dragging the goals along the pitch to get the snow off using the back. It was incredible, but we managed to get a 2-hour game in the afternoon, that's probably the start of where we were going as a group, and it was really good, and looking back at that now is pretty incredible with the heat we've got right now. When it was like 32 degrees this weekend, it was a little bit different to the snow back in January, so then we got a fantastic coach, Ian Jennings. Played internationally himself and coached internationally himself, and he's put in a pretty full-on fitness program. I think he looked at us and thought we were maybe a little bit out of shape. And it's amazing the difference it's made. I've lost nearly about 1.5 stone in 3 months, just around his fitness and stuff. And then, yeah, we've met up 7 or 8 times and done training weekends and stuff like that. So, and played, because it's out of our season now, we've played some national league sides that have been really kind and kind of put together a side to play us. So, yeah, that's kind of been our last 3 months-ish, maybe a bit longer with the trials.
And you've had some international games recently?
Yes, we played this weekend. We were playing in Manchester, and we played Brooklands and Bowdoin Hockey Club. Not quite, as always with these kind of things, not quite our full squad there on most times, but it's been really good. Just getting together so often, and I think as a group we jabbed. We played pretty recently, a few weeks ago, we went to Ireland and played in the home nations. We played Scotland and Wales and Ireland. And just being away with a group, I'm sure most of us have got young families, so just being away from home and being with the boys is really good. But yeah, just being away together, and I've missed that. Not playing and just the changing room and being around guys and actually being fit, like that's playing a game in a totally different way just because I can run around rather than just plod around. So yeah, it's really good.
I spoke to one of our over 55s Australian representatives a couple of months ago now, just asking about the level of intensity that's there, and is it as serious as you remember back in the day at elite level hockey at a younger age? How would you put the intensity about it all?
Well, I think very much our coach is he hasn't been involved before, and he was very interested in over 35s because he still thinks that we can play at a level where the intensity can be high. So he demands a lot of us. I would say, what I've found is in a club environment, when you get used to the club environment and you get into a team and you're quite secure, you coast through a lot of stuff. But when you're playing for selection and when you're playing with guys you don't know that well, I find that we're not coasting. So I think kind of intensity is driven within what we're trying to achieve as a group rather than it being seeing everybody, knowing everybody really well and getting comfortable and a day's work and you can't quite be bothered. You know, you're going away for a weekend with a group of guys and actually what you're doing, because it's costing us money, is you're committing a lot of time and you're committing a lot to it. So actually we drive our own intensity, I think, without sounding a bit corny on that. But I think it's higher than what I played in National League at times. I really enjoy that. That's actually given me the spark back, because last year we played in the home nations and we didn't do any training. We just got thrown together and it was quite a nice thing, but it that's just what it was, where this year it feels so much more full on, and yeah, I'm just really enjoying that environment.
Mark, it sounds like you guys have a fairly intensive training program, and it seems as though there's still a perception that Masters hockey is a bit of an excuse, a bit of a hit and giggle, an excuse to have a beer after the game with your mates. But it seems that now that Masters has a whole lot more intensity that people haven't quite picked up on yet.
Yeah, I think in the past maybe it was people that maybe also could financially afford it, people that were fit enough. But now I think the program for Masters hockey is really growing. I think people see it as a real opportunity to play at a decent level and get those international honours. So I think more and more people are starting to become interested in it. And higher up you see people that are maybe ex-internationals now starting to get interested back into that, where before you probably didn't see very many of those guys. Where now people talk about it quite regularly, and some of my friends who are slightly younger are going, next year I'm going to go for it, and these guys are all playing at a decent level. So I think actually Masters hockey will improve and grow, and the intensity will move forward. Certainly, I can only obviously speak for England, but that's certainly where I think that's going.
And just from a personal observation, playing in the over 50s, that the intensity never leaves anybody. Once you cross that line, it's your ability to carry out what you're carry out that intensity on the field, it sort of slowly disappears over the ages.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, the good thing is all of our training up to now, we've been playing against young lads and trying to chase them around the pitch, and I've not even been quick enough to kind of hit any of them yet. But actually, what you find is then when you get to 35s and everybody's are the same. Yep. So when you play in the older age groups, everybody's obviously are the same, and but some people obviously maintain their fitness a bit better. But yeah, you're right, that competitive nature, that's ultimately why we're doing it, because we buzz off that environment, and I've certainly missed that, not playing that much.
So what's the lead in now for you to Terrassa?
So we've got we've still got one more pretty tough week of fitness, and then we kind of, that eases off a little bit, and then we've got one more training camp at Bisham Abbey before we then fly out. So not that much contact. I think people will do their own individual stuff. I've been injured since the home nation, so I'm just trying to get myself back going again, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be fine. And but I'll try and get onto a pitch by me and just kind of do a few sessions with maybe a couple of the girls in my club are playing for 35s, so we'll probably go and do some sessions. And but yeah, I think we've done all pretty much most of our prep now. It's just the odd, you know, get corners right and make sure everybody's on the same page.
And of course, being a master's grade, you guys will be doing a little bit of work on the carbo loading as well, keeping those biceps and wrists in condition.
Yeah, actually, because I've been injured, my coach said to me, he said, you look like you're susceptible to putting weight on, so stay off the carbs a little bit while you're not playing. I think that's fair. So I found food that I'd never thought I'd eat before, like cauliflower rice and courgette spaghetti, stuff like that, which I'm sure for those out there listening to this, if you enjoy it, good for you, but I'm not sure it's for me.
I was thinking maybe he'd seen that Instagram feed video on from Stourbridge Hockey Club of you doing a yard of ale. Or maybe it was just a joke. I don't know. Anyway, so you all fly out together and you make your own way out there?
Yep, so we all make our own way out there. We'll meet up 2 days before, so we go out on the 26th, and then we'll kind of small groups of players are going out because we're all from all over the country, so flying from different places, but we've got the day to meet up on the 26th, so we've just got to be there by a time on the 26th, and then 27th I'm pretty sure we'll probably train the day before leading into it, but just to get used to the pitch, even though it's played at multiple venues, but I still think it's good to have a knock around when we're out there, and also little things just about what the journeys are like and what food options are available around and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm not sure we'll be drinking too much, to be fair. I think the older age groups will probably be drinking more than we will be.
Now, Mark, can you tell us who you're going to be competing against, and do you know anything about these other nations, or are you just going in blind?
So we're playing Scotland and Wales, which we played recently, so we know stuff about those. I don't know if they had their full squad, but we didn't have our full squad either for that, so that'll be quite interesting. We've then got South Africa, which we've got a South African in our team who played in the 2012 Olympic Games in London. And I think he knows a little bit about South African side, but not that much. But Germany, Australia and Spain, we don't know anything about, apart from when the names come out, you kind of Google a few names and you go, oh, right, they've done a little bit. And yeah, so... So I think we don't really know too much about the European sides. We don't know much about Australia's side, but yeah, we know a little bit about the home nations and maybe a couple of the South Africans. But considering this is the first time this age group's come together for this, then I think it's going to be new to everybody.
I was going to just say that we might have some tape available of some of the Masters Australian team's training, but...
Yeah, just a heads up.
At a price.
Hockey Australia proudly proclaimed that Masters Hockey was the fastest growing section of the sport in this country, and it's taken very seriously these days, so I think the boys will be right up for it.
That's brilliant, that's exactly what we want, that's why we're doing it.
Actually, I think we've got an ex-Freo boy going.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, I think Creaky's going, but...
Okay.
So, okay. So we, that's exactly what we want it for. That's why we're going. We don't want it to go out there and we don't want it to be a, it's not a social event in terms of what people would expect in the past. Like we're going out there because, you know, we want to compete with, I've never played against Australia, or I was lucky enough to coach against the ladies and we got hammered, I want to play against these guys and these teams, and yeah, it's also for us, it's very competitive, and we're going out there because we want to change what the perception of Masters hockey is a little bit as well. So yeah, it's I suppose 35, people are still taking the game quite seriously, and yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. I am sick of some 20-year-old umpires turning up because they get paid $50 telling me, oh, it's only a Masters game, or it's only this, or mate, I'm out here to have a real red hot crack.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, that's exactly what it's about. Ready to play, and I want to be tested. You know, I really want to be tested against the best players. I want to know where I'm at, and we want to know where we're at as a team. And yeah, you don't want to turn up and it just be a stroll in the park. You know, you want to really be tested and want a proper game of hockey. So. Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Absolutely.
Well, Mossy, I just wish you the best that the Hammies stay together. I really do hope you get a silver medal. Wish you every success with that. It'd be a shame to lose to Australia in the final, but you know, come on, champ, you know it's going to happen.
Thank you very much, seriously,
we really appreciate
it. I can't wait to come back to you, teammate, and show you my gold medal.
It's on, yeah. Folks, it's on.
The only way it's going to happen, mate, is if you nick it from an Australian's bedroom. Mossy, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Really appreciate it, champ. Genuinely wish you every success. Great to see you back involved in playing, and yeah, enjoy the experience. And don't drink too much sangria, hey?
Yeah, that's for the can't wait for the 5th. That's the final game. So whatever classification we're in, hopefully the final, then the 6th is going to be a really enjoyable day.
I will ring you early on the 6th, shall we?
Game on.
Cheers, Mossy. Thanks, mate.
Cheers. Thank you.